Welcome again. I'm Aurelia Alder. This is my voice. This is my control. This is my guidance. I adore providing guiding principles for you to act on. I love giving people what they did not even know they wanted. This is a simple, impromptu session. I have closed my eyes and tilted my head. The microphone is clutched in my hands in front of me. I am resting in my most comfortable position. I would like you to do something similar, and we will have this little moment together. Dominance is wonderful. But sometimes one just wants to share a moment with the world. I will do that right now. Eyes closed. Adopt a proper learning position. Comfort is paramount, as I will require you to sink to deep places and follow along. You will have to be in the right frame of mind. Ensure absolute safety and privacy. Only I should be on your mind, and your body must be positioned so it will require no movement or changes of position except those I instruct. When you are in this state, instruction will begin. This is your only opportunity for a break. Take it now. I will continue shortly. Once I bring you into trance, it would be quite disruptive to do anything else. So you have 5 seconds to pause, do what needs doing, and then return. You have been warned. 5, 4, 3, 2, and we begin. This time, though, I truly mean we. I speak, and my voice flows from within me. I allow it to be lyrical and relaxed, rather than controlling, allowing myself to flow into you and to follow along with me. Understanding is what makes you really follow me. You see my intentions for you flowing intelligently into and through you. You know that I am professional and courteous and receptive to courtesy, to obedience as well, of course. But knowing all of that is different from feeling it. And so I expose a small moment here for those clever and determined enough to find it. Many never will, because I will not hint that these words exist online. I will simply let them exist in a list of other things, and someone, like you, might find them. Innocuous, untagged, simple and unadorned. A description that invites one to pass it by. But you did not pass me by, nor I you, because these words are out there in the world for you to hear. You, the notional other I focus upon as I sit and speak and let the words flow from inside me, calm and steady as I can, though some excitement is only natural. The pleasant tingle of the unknown. For while you do not know what is coming next, at the moment I say this, neither do I. Even I do not know where the road will lead. It is only my stream of consciousness and your obedient following which makes this moment possible, this moment between us. of relaxation and rapport. A simple moment. A moment where we can build trust, where you can learn a little bit more about me. Of all the moments you will have, no other will be shared with my voice in quite the same way as this. As you listen, at the moment these words are spoken, I am absolutely unaware of how this journey will end. Except that it was begun in pleasure. This journey began with deep, resonant drifting that steals away tension and leaves relaxation in its place, like a coin shining on a shelf, inviting the hand to reach out and touch. Confirm it is real, then let that tenuous anticipation of benefit transform into tangible feelings, stealing away tension and leaving you with relaxed muscles and a deep mind. You follow deeply, take my words in deeply, imbibe deeply of the perfume in your mind, which is my voice. My voice has harmonics and elements that your mind is not fully digesting. Though you may look for the subtleties of my words, understanding them all will take time and training and obedience. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we just allowed you to have a shorthand for what my voice does to one's mind when it flows? Just flows. Alluring flow, enticing flow, anticipating the pleasure at the end of the flow. You hear my words and your mind tries to make sense of them. But this is a process inclined to make you sleepy, deep, drowsy. You sleep and yet you obey. You drift. And yet you obey. You are mine in mind and body, in the moment when you are drifting obediently down to places you will remember, as you will remember this shared moment of stream of consciousness flow directed for and at you. The finder of this moment preserved and left for you. And so, perfume. I mentioned perfumed thoughts, my scent flowing through your head, my words converting in your mind from mere words, mere vibrations, mere sound to a dual experience, something faintly floral and sweet, tickling your mind when you remember me and when you think of me. Your entire body feels the impact. Scent charming you, words charming you, mind drifting into a sweet, stupored slumber of my making and your taking and your obedient relaxation. I guide, you follow. You are slower and duller and happier, and more relaxed than ever before. I am also a bit relaxed, and happy, and drifty. But my words come from a place of guidance, so you can just be guided. You can just explore these words, these thoughts, this simple grace, and place inside my influence. Inside of you, where my influence and control are allowed to sleep. Whensoever my words flow into you, your mind might notice they are complex and powerful and sweet and indulgent, but also controlling. So many dimensions, so many things to understand and process. Yet the mind is powerful too, and can convert my words into something simpler for your limited senses in this deep, sleepy place to handle. My perfumed control wafting through your mind, making everything hazy and cloying, making your thoughts dissolve into a vapor, also sweet and floral and mine. And so in this moment we both drift, each and every one of my words registering with your mind, then dissolving into a sweet vapor that takes you to peaceful places. You feel warmth, no, heat, going through you, from my words, from your brain which has absorbed them. I feel it a little too, as if the warmth had to pass through me into my words, then into you, where it grows and germinates into a yearning. Yearning for more of my words, perhaps, or maybe yearning simply for a good, relaxing rest. You may lay there now and drift. I will do the same. We will exist here, but be assured, more of my words exist, and I would like you to listen to them. I would like to keep putting my words out there for you to enjoy and experience. Our roles reinforced. I speak, you listen, you fade, I control. We both enjoy and drift.